One of last century's great songwriters and producers died this past week. Bob Crewe helped bring us some of the biggest hits of the 1960s, many for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Bob Crewe died Thursday at the age of 83. He had been living in a nursing home in Scarborough, Maine. He'd been in ill health after a bad fall. NPR's Neda Ulubi has this remembrance.
The story of Bob Crewe in the Four Seasons is a major part of the stage and screen musical Jersey Boys.
Bob Crewe.
It was 1962. Frankie Valli remembers that at that moment, he and his band had become very frustrated with Bob Crewe.
We were frustrated with the fact that he signed us as artists, and we ended up doing backgrounds and instrumental work for all of the artists that he was recording.
Doo-wop groups like Danny and the Juniors. So the Four Seasons gave Bob Crewe an ultimatum.
Hey, if you're not going to record us, let us out of our contract.
Crewe told the band they needed a hit. So, just like in the musical, they called Crewe up with a new song and sang it over the phone.
No, just listen.
Here
we go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sherry!
Crewe, played in the movie by Mike Doyle, could barely believe his ears.
Set up the 8-track.
What for?
We're going to double Frankie's voice. It's going to explode right off the radio.
Sherry was written by the Four Seasons' Bob Gaudio. He and Crewe went on to compose a string of hits together. Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, Ragdoll. Crewe was the lyricist and often the producer. Gaudio says it didn't matter that Crewe didn't know how to read music or even play an instrument. He knew how to work with artists.
If you had but one creative bone in your body, Bob would find it.
Like the members of the Four Seasons, Crewe was born in New Jersey, but his background was more refined. He went to art school, traveled in Europe. He tried out being a singer, but found more success working for and eventually owning record labels, production companies, and music publishing firms. Bob Gaudio says Bob Crewe always had long lists of song titles lying around. That's where Gaudio got ideas.
Can't Take My Eyes Off You was exactly that situation. I saw the title and I started playing around with the verse to that.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Well, he and Bob Crewe were working on the song. Gaudio says he got stuck.
I could not figure out how to tie the verse to the chorus, because they seemed like two different songs to me. And he came in and listened and said, this is working. Let's stay with it. Don't get disappointed.
That song would be played to wake up astronauts on the space shuttle and adopted as an anthem by the Welsh national football team. And like so many songs Crewe co-wrote, it's been covered by hundreds of artists. Over a 6-decade career, Crewe worked with singers ranging from Michael Jackson to Roberta Flack to Patti LaBelle. In fact, Crewe co-wrote her biggest hit. When Lady Marmalade hit number one on the charts in 1975, it actually replaced another song Bob Crewe had co-written, My Eyes Adored You, for Frankie Valli. The musical Jersey Boys, about Valli and the Four Seasons, was a triumph for Crewe. He's credited as the lyricist for the musical. It premiered 10 years ago, won 4 Tonys, including Best Musical, and is still playing on Broadway. Its success enabled Crewe to start a foundation to help people with AIDS, bring music and art to kids in poor communities, and promote rights for gay people. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
My eyes adored you, though I never laid a hand on you. My eyes adored you, like a million miles away from me. You